It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? What's going on? Glad you guys are here. Got a very, very special show for you today. A friend of mine by the name of Rob Nunnery. Rob, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Ken, how's it going, man?
Going good, dude. I'm glad you're here. I want you to spend a few minutes here today and listen to Rob's message. Rob's a guy that I've recently met through a mutual contact, and Rob's got an interesting story about basically failure, which is something that as much as many of us don't want to admit it, it's kind of the top of mind of almost every new entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur out there. Somebody out there is thinking right now, man, I'm not sure that I want to go make that leap of faith, walk away from that 9-to-5, walk away from the security, walk away from the 401k and the insurance and everything else. I'm scared to death of doing that, all because I'm afraid of failing. And I think, and I know Rob, you and I are on the same page with this, but learning how to, one, embrace that outcome, and two, understand it enough to let it inspire you and motivate you and push you forward is a true art. Not only is it an art, but it is a must. It is a necessity. It is, if you want to be successful as an entrepreneur, you quite literally have to figure out how to deal with failure correctly, how to frame it correctly, how to learn from it, and how to move forward from it, because it is inevitable, baby. It's going to happen. And I know Rob's got a bunch of cool stuff to, you know, kind of talk about on this topic. So I want to just kind of jump into it, brother. Thanks again for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just kind of give everybody, you know, a little bit of your, let's spend 2 or 3 minutes here, kind of give everybody a little bit of your background, your story, where you started from, how you got to where you are now, kind of that stuff. And then we'll start talking about failure.
Yeah, so absolutely. So did a bunch of businesses that failed, 9 to be exact. I can go through a few of them. Fewer network marketing companies. There was another one called BeMyBro.com, which is kind of like a male meetup.com, connecting similar, you know, guys that moved to a new city that needed to find friends, because that was a big pain point for me for a while. There is another one called Vitely, kind of on the same path of connecting people over different events in different cities. There were just a number of half-baked business ideas that I dove into kind of head first that none worked out, basically. Some made a little money, but none to the point where I could support myself without a job. So I started looking at, like, what are these common themes of, you know, I jump into these businesses, some do okay, but never enough to, like, replace my employment income. And after all these failed businesses, into the 9th, which was this business called VacayPro, which was sending teaching instructors to vacation in the Bahamas almost as like a placement guy, which I made probably $10,000 total off of in a couple of years. So nothing to write home about. I finally gotten to this point where I was working for a 9-to-5 job in Georgia. And I was at this coffee shop actually reading a book and listening to a podcast one after another. And I just hit this point of exhaustion of like maybe this isn't for me. Maybe entrepreneurship's not cut out for me. Maybe I should just be happy with having this job. Like, I knew it didn't feel right internally. It never had. Like, I had been a terrible employee. I always had ideas for the bosses and they never wanted to hear it. And I basically just hit this point of exhaustion where, you know, I literally thought to myself, like, why don't you just quit now and like give up this dream of working for yourself and just be happy with what you have? Like, things aren't that bad. You have a decent salary. You're living on this island in Georgia off the coast, south of Savannah a bit. Like, life's comfortable, low cost of living, decent salary, everything's cool. But inside, internally, like, I was literally dying. And I finally got to this point of exhaustion where the dissatisfaction I had in myself and my circumstance finally exceeded the level of comfort I had in my day-to-day life with my job, with everything. And I think that's a really important place. I think if you don't get to that place as an employee, you might not ever make the jump. But I got to that place where I was just so dissatisfied, I started crying in this coffee shop out loud in front of people, which I'm not like a crier. So it was very unusual and even like surprised myself that I was at that point. But that was kind of the point where I drew my line in the sand and said, I'm not going to live like wondering what if. I'm not going to live knowing that I have more to offer, but not fulfilling that, or not even getting on the path to fulfilling that. So that day I said, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the business is. And I don't really care, but like from this day forward, I'm truly committing. I'm truly deciding that I'm going to make this entrepreneurship work one way or another. And from there, I won't take it too long, but I moved across the country, wanted to do this affiliate thing. Within 3 months of starting that and really truly focusing on one project, I did 50K a month in profit for that company, left, did my own thing. And within the first 4 months of being in business, I did $1 million in revenue. And from there, that was 2014. And then since 2015, the affiliate business has done well. I started an ad network in Orange County, California, that's done well. And we've done roughly $25 million revenue since 2015.
Nice, dude. So, all right, let's kind of take it back a little bit. I want to ask a couple questions. So you're out there and you're dicking around with eight other businesses, right, as they get started. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would have to be a moron not to have noticed patterns over the last few years I've been in business. There's a big difference between getting involved in something that you're truly passionate about. And I'm not even necessarily saying that you're passionate about the business, but you're passionate about the outcome. You're passionate about where you're really trying to get in life. And so much so that you're just simply unwilling to accept failure. There's a big difference between that kind of mindset and the mindset of just chasing money. Oh, that looks good. Let me go. Man, that looks like I can make a few bucks there. That looks like I can make a few bucks there. Do you see that in your history? I mean, do you see that, man, the difference between then and now is something as obvious as that?
Oh, dude, that's a great commonality, actually. I was always looking for let's be honest, there's a lot of programs out there that, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs are inundated with that's, you know, get rich quick. Like it's the reason being it sells, right? Easiness sells. So yeah. And like I was no different. I was inundated with that stuff too. So I just was always looking for the shortcut. And I think it's actually human nature to look for shortcuts. But yeah, the chasing money thing, it actually hit me again. It's actually why I left the affiliate business, if we want to fast forward a little bit, because I got into that business, like I had mentioned before, was not really knowing what I was getting to. I didn't know what media buying was, but I just pursued this opportunity and found out that it's this whole big affiliate world where you can have paid traffic and Facebook ads and Google ads. And I had no idea what a landing page was or like an ad, like anything. Like it was just completely like a foreign language to me. And I got in that world and I started to see like the power of the internet, to be honest with you. Like it blew me away how much revenue and like how many sales you could do on a daily basis. It started to turn into a money thing. And I started to chase money even in that business. And it was never like really the reason I wanted to get into business. It was always more about like the time freedom of spending time with wife and travel at will. And those are the things I cared about more so than the money. But then once I got into that affiliate game, like money is kind of like the sole focus.
All right. So now in your business today, what is the business today? I know you said you started an ad network. I know you said you still do a little bit of the affiliate stuff. What is it that's driving the business today? What are you passionate about?
Yep. So I left the affiliate business in January of this year. And it was like I mentioned that moment in the coffee shop back in 2013 where I broke down crying. I didn't break down crying this time, but I got pretty close back in November of last year where I was just like we just talked about chasing money. I was like, okay, is this... Like my initial goal in business was to have time freedom and to actually, you know, be able to spend time doing what I want to do with people that I want to spend time with. And it's turned into like this money cycle where all I care about is money at the, you know, at the sacrifice of everything else. Like I'd spend 7 days a week on my computer refreshing my stats and updating my landing pages and changing my ads. And it was literally my life because it was so easy to just look to see what revenue I was doing that day and the profit I was doing that day. That's what it turned into. And then, you know, once the financial piece was kind of taken care of, you start asking yourself different questions, right? You start going up Maslow's hierarchy of needs of, you know, you've got food taken care of, you've got shelter taken care of. Like, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you actually want out of life? Like, why are you here? Basically, the answer for me wasn't just to make as much money as I can and just keep stashing it away. It was okay. Like I had this huge pain and went through all these failures. I'm sure I'm not the only one, which led me to starting Fail On, which helps people embrace failure and essentially quit their job to start a business. So it's actually, Fail On's not a business yet. And I'm fortunate that I'm not at a point where I have to turn it into a business and try to chase that cash. I can actually build an audience and add value and add content and just do the slow build and the long game, which is a bit of a mindset shift for me because the affiliate business is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
But so I'm just having fun right now, man. I'm interviewing a lot of entrepreneurs about their failure story, about how they've been able to overcome. I'm working with a few people one-on-one on leaving their business and starting a business.
Well, now you're starting to do something that you're passionate about, right?
That actually
care about. You've taken money out of the equation. To your point, when money is not the issue and you can finally follow your passion, that's when the magic happens, man. I mean, that's totally. And then a moment that, at least in my own experience, what I've witnessed with a lot of guys that I run with is that when you start following your passion, it's amazing how you start attracting the money.
It's a byproduct, right? It's a byproduct. It's not the sole goal. It's a byproduct of just doing amazing work.
Yeah. I mean, people will reward you when you bring value to their life. It's that simple. People want to make it really complicated. But the moment you bring value to somebody's life in a meaningful way, you know, especially in the business cycle, then you are allowed to ask for the opportunity to build a business around that. And more times than not, because you brought so much value, people want that to happen. In other words, there's going to come a point, if you do it correctly, there will be a point where people are going to be like, man, is there some way that you can do consulting with me? There's some way you can mentor me. There's some way that you can show me how you've done these things. And that's the natural progression. And suddenly you're pulled into the ability to profit from it. And that's when it gets really cool, because now it's your passion and profits have suddenly merged.
Yeah, I totally agree. And on that note, so I think it's a big question for a lot of people just getting started, right? It's, do I pursue my passion or do I just focus on creating a business that adds value and makes money?
It's both.
Yeah, it's both, for sure.
You can't, I mean, listen, you can't be where you are today, nor could I, if there wasn't a clear way to profitability quickly, right? You can't walk away from a 9-to-5 that has security and 401k and insurance and all those little things, right? Whether that's $50,000 a year, $25,000 a year, or $500,000 a year. We all grow into our income. And so what most people go through is they have to find a clear way that they can replace that income, or at a minimum, they've got enough set away where they understand what their runway is, right? I got 6 months, I got a year, whatever the case may be. Yep. But without those kinds of guarantees or seemingly guarantees, then walking is just not an option. So you have to, I think everybody has, you have the short-term outcome and then you have the long-term outcome. You have to know that, hey, this is where I'm going. This is how I'm going to make money now. This is how I'm going to pay the bills. This is what the business plan looks like. And quite frankly, I know you've probably seen the same thing and you experience the same thing. Most people, when they go through that, it's just a bunch of horseshit. They really don't have any idea. In other words, they're just chasing money, right? Oh, I don't know. And you know, this guy said I can make $10,000 in the first 30 days and I just bought a $1,000 program and I'm going to go do that. And they don't have a freaking clue how it's actually going to happen. You know, I tell people all the time that it's just math. More times than not, what you'll figure out is there are a bunch of components that make the whole process come together, right? I got to do this set of actions that generate. So you just talked about an affiliate marketing is I got to run these ads. I got to drive this much traffic. I got to convert at this percentage. I got to get this many people to the cart. I mean, I got to get my upsells have to look this. I mean, there's all kinds of stats, micro actions that lead to the ultimate outcome. People don't typically know that. And so, but when you do know that, then charting the path to profitability is pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Again, it's just math. And then once you get on the other side of that, to your point, then the problems become different. Now the problems starts to evolve into, why am I really doing this? Is this what I really should be doing? What is life really about, right? You start asking these very introspective questions that lead to answers that now you're in a position where you can comfortably answer.
Exactly. Like if you start off with asking yourself those questions, you might just be asking those questions for a really long time. You know what I mean? So I don't like regret the path, even though like my path was very financially driven to start with the affiliate business. Like I would not change that for the world, because even though it's not my forever business, not what the business I'm doing now, it opened me up to freedom to ask the really important questions that actually matter to me.
Yeah, of course. So I think everybody, I mean, anybody that's listening out here, you have to chart your own course. You certainly have to know why you're doing it, because here's what I will tell you, you know, and Rob experienced this and I've experienced this, but it's a really powerful mechanism to clearly understand why what you're currently doing is not good enough. In other words, every successful entrepreneur I've ever met, and I'm sure you're the same way, Rob, all the people you're interviewing, there's something burning down deep inside of them, right? I mean, they can't always put their finger on it, but there's some calling that was like, the 9-to-5 game or being employed by somebody else or somebody else controlling my outcome is just unacceptable. And the moment you can clearly identify that, I think that's a real asset. I think it's a big, big benefit, because to your point, right, whether you realize it or not, the reality of it is that is the thing that was driving you to go from business 2-to-3, 3-to-4, 4-to-5, 5-to-6, 6-to-7, 7-to-8, right? Every time most people that I meet doing what I do, 4 or 5 failures and they're out, brother. Right. Yeah. So we're the exception are the people that just are unwilling to let that failure define them in a negative way. You know, the people that win are the people that view it as, man, I'm just one step closer to getting to what I know I'm capable of doing. But being able to be in that mindset sooner rather than later, I think is a huge benefit. So my point here is that understanding that why and understanding the purpose and understanding that drive from now and even to the long vision is definitely a benefit, but also clearly understanding, hey, these are the things I have to do right now to secure my future, to take care of my wife or to take care of my husband and kids and grand, you know, all I got to do these things now with my eye on the future.
Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you're interested in real estate investing and looking for a way to get started, go to thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an opportunity to just log in and get a free copy of my best-selling book. It's a great way to get started, learn a lot about one of our most basic strategies in real estate called wholesaling, reverse wholesaling to be specific, exactly how you can get started right now. Got a whole list of resources in there, step-by-step instructions, everything you need. Again, go check it out at thetimeisnow.com.
I think there's also like a very important distinction. Like I truly don't believe that everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur. I don't think you can choose to be an entrepreneur, even though like it's like, you know, it's like very sexy now, right? Like be an entrepreneur, be your own boss, make all the money in the world, blah, blah, blah. But for most people to go to like a business school and just choose to be an entrepreneur, I think like it's internalized, it's in your core that there's no other option, no other way to live. Like I know that's what drove me from 2 to 3, 3 to 4, et cetera, because internally, like I never would be satisfied if I just was an employee.
Well, I think even bigger, I think the distinction is even probably Michael Gerber does a great job of it in the E-Myth. And that is that there's a huge difference between the guy, the small business owner, the guy, the solo entrepreneur, the guy that or girl that owns a small business. They are not entrepreneurs. They own a business, yeah. Right? They own a little business that isn't really a business. What they own, in fact, is a job.
Yeah, totally.
And so I think what we are talking about is the entrepreneurial journey. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about financial freedom. We're talking about time freedom. We're talking about being able to do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, owning something that is performing, whether you are there or not there, owning something that allows you to live your life in a passionate way, in a meaningful way, in an intentional way. And that's a huge difference between that and, you know, being an Uber driver that's basically, yeah, I'm self-employed and I'm making, you know, $40,000 a year, Kent. But, you know, if I take my foot off the gas, quite literally, the money train stops. So to your point, yeah, we're talking, there's a market segmentation for sure that has to take place.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's interesting too, because in January when I left my affiliate business, so that was my primary source of income because the ad networks, I'm basically a silent investor. I'm on the board, but I'm not involved in the day-to-day at all. So my total focus has been building Fail On and building the podcast and building an audience and doing a lot of writing. I tell you, man, like even though there's no income coming in, which like my last business, affiliate business, it was, you don't talk about how much revenue you do in a year. You talk about how much profit you do that day. It's just the affiliate world. And going from that mindset to now not having that income, I'll tell you, like that was a tough mindset shift, but I've never been happier waking up and going to work. Which that makes all the difference.
What's the most inspiring entrepreneurial story that you've heard recently? I mean, I know you're probably talking to a lot of people or whatever. I mean, who are the people that are inspiring you? What are the books you read? Who are the people you surround yourself with? You know, what's the information you seek out right now as you're on this new endeavor?
Yeah, I mean, dude, one thing I've spent a lot of time and a lot of money over the past 2-3 years on is my network and, you know, auditing the people I spend time with. And it's been, you know, I've spent north of 6 figures past couple of years on different mastermind groups, different events, all like really high level because that's kind of where I want to play. And those are the people I want to surround myself with. So just in terms of like what I'm doing to kind of elevate where I'm at is spending time with people doing better than me at what I want to achieve, which I think is a huge lesson for anybody listening is if you want to achieve something, it's already been achieved. Go seek out people that already achieved that and fast track yourself. Just in terms of education and stories that have inspired me, like I said, I'm interviewing entrepreneurs basically about their failure stories. And my very first interview was with a guy named Jason Gaynard, who runs an event company called Mastermind Talks. It's an event for, you know, like I just said, high-level entrepreneurs that takes place once a year. But we had a very similar journey in terms of he was in the ticketing industry and basically drove that business. It was very successful for a while, sabotaged it, drove it into about $250,000 worth of cash debt for himself. And then a bunch of Tim Ferriss's books, buying a huge $84,000 bundle, which came with 2 speaking engagements from Tim. And he was able to lock that in and then started creating this event. Tim came and spoke. they did about 180K in revenue. And, you know, that was, I think that was in 2012 or 13. And every year since then, he's grown the event and grown the business. And just a really, really inspiring story, because he ran into some of the same kind of existential questions of, obviously, like, now money is not the main driver. Once he got out of debt and that business was doing well, it's like, why do I actually, like, what do I want to do? His whole thing's community and networking, and he's a super connector now. He knows almost everybody. But really inspiring story.
That's cool. Yeah. That's sometimes what it takes, right? When you believe in something as passionately as your own success and your own, what you are trying to achieve in life, sometimes you got to be willing to push all the chips in. And unfortunately, I can tell you, I've pushed all the chips in more times than I care to mention.
Yeah,
it doesn't
It's also an interesting question too, right? Because that's another question I get a lot from people. And it's a question I ask a lot of my guests, is burn the ships or do the side hustle? And what are your thoughts on it, Kent?
Well, you know, my days of chasing money are over. I've learned, yeah. I've been in business now for 30 years, and I've learned that is not the answer. And I would tell anybody that that's not the answer. It can be part of the answer, but it is not the answer. So, I mean, if you believe passionately in what you're doing, if you don't, then what the hell are you doing? And then pushing the chips in time and time and time again should act, you know, it comes fairly simple and easy for me. It's not a very challenging question for me. Yep. I have more people's lives in my hands than I ever have, right? I have more employees. I have more families that I have to think about. I have more students. I have more members, right? And we have 61,000 people that have bought our software over the years, 25,000 people that are in it at any given time. And so, I mean, there's a lot more at stake than there's ever been.
Yep.
But I can tell you that on a pretty regular basis, I mean, I'm not telling you we mortgage the whole business or anything like that, but we are definitely going all in on a lot of different things that we believe in very desperately in our business. I'll give you an example. So we've invested the better part of over $500,000 just in this last 12 months in our academy, right? We decided we were going to go build a real estate investing academy from the ground up. We were going to get people involved at a PhD level. We're going to go for an American Council of Education accreditation down the mm-hmm. line, so people could get their, you know, actual college credit for taking our courses. And all that stuff is extremely scary, especially from a guy that, you know, hardly graduated from high school. Yeah. All stuff is scary. It's intimidating. It's quite expensive. It means basically the way you would normally build an internet marketing course won't work, right? I mean, it's got to be done very differently. And there's not a huge payoff with it out of the gate, right? I mean, because you got to invest all that money on the front end, and then you get to monetize it, right? So writing $500,000 check,
yep,
is not easy to do. But I have just learned personally that after 30 years of being in business, I trust my instincts. I trust my gut. I know that I'm very, very passionate about what we're trying to do. And I believe that more times than not, we make the right decision because we keep our clients and we keep our customers in mind, right? We're trying to do what's right for them and for us. Because we don't chase money, we're not swayed by it. And I mean, I like making as much money as the next guy. Do not get me wrong. But money is not the reason why we would do one thing or the other. It is part of the reasons. It is one of many reasons, but it is not the thing. We would never cut our nose off to spite our face for the sake of money. Yep. And so I think, you know, the question's kind of, it's kind of a loaded answer, but I think that's the way most people should be. I mean, here's what I know. Here's what I can tell you. And anybody that's listened to this podcast knows that this is, they've heard me say this before, but it is a freaking ocean of mediocrity out there.
Oh yeah.
All right. So most people, you know, you touched on it earlier, they get sucked in and seduced by the idea of a quick buck, right? And there's a lot of money that is made from a marketing standpoint. Hey, you know, buy this thing over here, hit this easy button. It's just suddenly going to just start raining money down on you. Just put your feet up on the desk. You don't have to do shit. I mean, there's a whole industry made on that. And then, and it's quite frankly, it's rampant in the industry you just came from, right? The affiliate marketing industry, right? Everybody's selling the bullshit dream. And so, and very few people achieve it. And so when you think that, when you understand that, and by the way, I'm not picking on the affiliate marketing industry, because the same can be true said of just about every industry. It is an ocean of mediocrity. People are getting dumber by the day, and they're being dumbed down by marketers and by media and by clickbait and all the dumb shit that just happens out there that we're just getting sucked down into. And so with all that stuff that's happening, all that noise and confusion and just carnival barking bullshit, just doing the right thing seems extraordinary. I mean, when we live in a world where Wells Fargo can quite literally fuck over 3.5 million of their customers, yep, and do it in an intentional way, you know, screwing people's lives up from a credit perspective and stealing millions of dollars away from them. This is a massive company doing this.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, United Airlines that's beating the shit out of one of their customers. And then you've got basically airline industry in general just trying to treat people like crap and charge them more, treat them worse.
Yep.
And so when all that's going on, just doing the right thing and just keeping your eye on the ball and taking care of your customer and really thinking about how can I bring value to somebody's life, that seems extraordinary. And it's not extraordinary. It's the way everybody should be doing it. But it yep. seems extraordinary because everybody else has just been dumbed down to accept this, like I said, mediocrity. And so that's the kind of thinking that I, you know, I think about all the time when it comes to this stuff, is that all we have to do is just do the right thing. And if we just do the right thing over and over and over, the market will reward us for it. And then the same is true of you. Right? Just bring value to people's lives with the podcast, right? And really try to, you know, help inspire them and change their lives and do that stuff. And the market is going to reward you for it because very few people do it.
Yeah. And I'm not focused on it, right? So that's not my only driving force. It's more value driven. And that's my only driver, is like what can I actually provide you that'll change your life without even needing money for it? But I actually just read an interesting book called Perennial Seller by Ryan Holiday.
That's a great book.
Yeah, yeah. He's talking about, you might have read the story then, of just talking about, you know, how everybody focuses on marketing and not actually doing the right thing. He talks about being at a conference, a marketing conference, where he was in a circle of people and all basically internet marketers. And they were talking about how 20% of the time should be spent on creating the product and 80% of the time should be spent on the marketing tactics. And he's like, well, yeah, that sounds right at a marketing conference, but you should actually flip that. Because his whole thing is like, just create great work and the marketing will take care of itself. And I believe that to my core.
Yeah, I do too. And I think it's exactly, I mean, because it's just true. I mean, yep. Again, when you have people sitting in front of a conference of 500 marketers or 5,000 marketers that are all going to go back and employ that 80-20 strategy of just focus on the marketing, don't focus on the product. Again, that's making the point of, people are just getting dumber by the day. And so Ryan Holiday, the reason why he's, you know, highly regarded, and the reason why his books are so, I mean, is because he's focused in a different direction, right?
Yeah.
Creating just, work for less. Yeah. It just proves the point of exactly what we're trying to say, is that he sees it very differently, like do something extraordinary and then the market will reward you for it. And I could not agree more.
Totally.
So, dude, we spent a lot of time here today. I'll make sure that we get Perennial Seller up there as one of the books that we talked about. Tell everybody how to get in touch with you. I want to make sure we get your links up on the show notes. How do people find you, find out more about you, find out more about the podcast, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. So you can find me at failon.com, just failon.com. And then, yeah, you can reach out to me. Just email me. It's simply rob@failon.com.
Great. And what, any other books, anything else that you're reading, anything else that you would share with the people that we can include in the show notes that they need to check out that's created impact in your life?
Well, you mentioned E-Myth. That was actually a really big book for me. Made me look at my business totally different. Less as an operator and more as an actual entrepreneur. So that one, reading a lot by Seth Godin right now, kind of reviewing. It's pretty much it. If I think of anything else, I'll email it over.
Yeah, perfect. All right. If you do that, send it to us and we'll get it in the show notes. Dude, it's been my pleasure to have you on here. Thanks for stopping by and sharing. Guys, if you can, or I shouldn't say if you can, it's not even making an option. Get off your ass and go to failon.com. Go check it out and support Rob and what he's trying to do over here, how he's trying to create impact in the world by sharing the stories of other entrepreneurs out there and making sure that he empowers you guys with, yeah, again, stories about people that are overcoming failure only to achieve amazing things. And again, as we said from the beginning of the podcast here, and failure's part of it, right? I mean, it is what it is. And if you are going into any of this stuff and you are believing for a moment that you are not going to fall down, you are not going to get the shit beat out of you, you're not going to get some, you know, have to go through the brain damage of building a business and the gut-wrenching moments and the gut check moments, you're just wrong. And you're going into it completely with the wrong attitude. And Rob, I love what you're doing, man. I love the fact that you're trying to inspire people, motivate people, and keep them moving. Hats off to your brother. And again, thanks for coming on here. And guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Go check out all the show notes at thetimeisnow.com or kentclothier.com under the podcast. And until we talk again, peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.